And of a Thursday morning, it is one of my absolute favourite segments that we do run here on 2SER. It is time to take a look at the not news, the things making headlines that really probably should not be. Here to tell us what's been going on, Nick Parmeter is in from the newsroom. Morning, Nick.
Very good morning to you, Tess. I do. It's been a while since I've done not news. I'm looking very forward to it.
Excited to have you in. So I was going to say what is happening, but I suppose that's not the question to be asking in this segment.
Well, Tess, you're right. I think, yeah, what's not happening is quite more apt. But you know what? This is happening. This really is happening. You might be have been on your phone this morning, on your laptop, trying to access your Facebook, your Messenger, your Instagram. Well, according to the Daily Mail, they're all down at the same time, and it's causing absolute social media panic. A slew of Facebook-owned sites are experiencing a worldwide outage, leaving thousands of users unable to connect. So, an absolute travesty, Tess.
Yes, and I will point out that you are reading this off your phone because you couldn't get anything to print out this morning, you were saying.
Yes, well, usually I print out off Facebook or whatever other source I'm using to have it on paper there with me. But yes, here I am on my tiny little screen here trying to read my not news this morning. Yeah,
my Facebook was down. It is back now, tentatively. I mean, it's chugging a little bit, but yeah, I had that too. But I was able to get back on maybe 20 minutes ago. So
that's good.
The crisis appears to be ending.
Let's hope so, because for a moment there, the world stood still. Don't ever forget this day, Tess. Thursday, the 14th of March, 2019.
It's going to go down.
The earth stood still for perhaps half an hour.
It's going to go down in history.
Yeah.
What else?
And, you know, speaking of phones, apparently one saved this man's life. And off the Daily Mail again, one of my trusted sources when it comes to not news. My iPhone saved my life. Okay. Man escapes with just a broken phone.
It's always good when you start
After his bow-wielding neighbour tried to shoot him.
What?
When he stopped to take a photo.
What?
Man's phone was destroyed after man allegedly shot a bow and arrow through it. The alleged incident happened outside a home in Nimbin, in New South Wales, yesterday. And a 39-year-old man, who I assume must have been quite angry, was arrested at the scene and will appear in court next month.
I thought this was going to be one of those wild stories from a flyover state in the US. No, Nimbin.
Nimbin. It's a little too close to home for my liking. And, the man allegedly fired the arrow, piercing the resident's phone after he'd stopped to take a photo of him. Which, why he stopped to take a photo, I'm not exactly sure. Perhaps, I guess, the bow and arrow, it was a bit of a novelty. It hit him in the chin and left a small cut there, but it did, the phone possibly saved his life.
Let me process this. I'm still working on it. So he's taken a photo of someone with a bow and arrow, and the person with the bow and arrow has turned around and been like, screw you, and fired it at him.
And shot him. And he obviously was not a big fan of being photographed. Perhaps he wasn't photogenic, or he didn't feel it that morning. He wasn't feeling in a photo sort of mood. But he'll be in court next month, and I wonder if we'll ever hear from that again.
That's got to be something like an attempted murder charge if you're firing bows and arrows at people. And I don't imagine it was I'm picturing one of those high-powered sports bow and arrows is what I'm saying.
Yes, I think it would probably be one of those, those ones. And, what has to go wrong in your morning for you to shoot a guy that takes a photo of you without permission? Something must have seriously gone wrong with him that morning to have been in that frame of mind.
Clearly, so, he's been tipped over the edge, yep.
Yeah. So that fits into that not news category quite nicely. Just quite nicely.
And what else are we chatting about?
We've got this is really news, but it's not something that we usually get to cover in our news coverage. Off the BBC, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is the richest man of the world, of course.
Yep.
But he's by no means the richest man of all time. The richest man of all time was Mansa Musa. He was a 14th century West African ruler who was actually so rich that that his generous handouts wrecked his entire country's economy.
What?
And Rudolf Butch told the BBC, he's from the University of California, that modern accounts of Moose's wealth are so breathless that it's almost impossible to get a sense of just how wealthy and powerful he truly was. He's richer than anyone could describe physically, so his wealth was so immense that it couldn't be quantified, basically, physically.
Yeah, okay, so if we tried to put it into modern terms, you just wouldn't be able to.
It was probably not possible. It's probably a number that we don't
just
use.
All of the wealth.
All of the wealth. I like that. I like that. And apparently, yeah, the country was thrown into economic crisis because he had that much money. He liked to give it away to people that he saw fit.
Okay. You would want to be that guy's friend. I don't think that guy had a single friend that was hanging around him, not for handouts, by the sound of it.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I think he was a bit too generous for his own good. And according to Kathleen Bickford Berzick, she said to the BBC, as the ruler, Mansa Musa had almost unlimited access to the most highly valued sources of wealth in the medieval world. Major trading centres that traded in gold and other goods were also in his territory, and he garnered wealth from this trade. And he squandered that wealth too, I think.
Hey, there we go. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Yeah. Amazing. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you, Tess.
Nick Farmer with the Not News for another week. Running you through some of the things that have been in the headlines this week, maybe taking up a bit more room than they're welcome.